This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Hey Mito Shehoisa Tmeya Medris. A mito, a bed, they had the long lengthwise pieces of wood. The bed was held up by feet, and the sides were attached with the pieces that went widthwise. So a mita that's roi lekabel tumah, it's tame already. It's tame medris because let's say zov was yoshev aleo. So the halacha is like this: nitlok tzoro ushte krayim. If one of the pieces of the frame that goes from side to side, ushte krayim, and two legs are missing, tmeo, it's still possible to use. To santa zach, the mafashim explain that if the two legs fell off, so you have a bed, it's a long bed, which fits a person. The only thing is, his head is up, and his feet are down. Theoretically, it's not very comfortable, but a person could sleep that way. However, if it's the other way, aruku shtei krayim, if lengthwise fell off, and shtei krayim and two legs, then it's tipped over on the side. That's impossible. Nobody can sleep on that. So therefore, tahir, it's ois bed. Consider a shever. Rav Nechemya mitame. Rav Nechemya holds that a person could sleep on that also. Not sure exactly how. Mufashim explains it's not a shayla in Hilchus how to get a decent night's sleep. The shayla is that even the bed that's missing two sides theoretically could be propped up against the wall. Rav Nechemya holds that's enough to consider it a tsuras mito, and it's not considered a mito nishberes. Chum hold that. It's not a mitzvah. Rav Nechemya holds it's also not shvura. Godat shtei l'shoynes loichson. L'shoynes we had in the previous Mishnah Dal, that's the piece that lies, a long piece of wood, on which lies the milbein. So before in Mishnah Dal we had a machloikis, whether the loshon is considered part of the bed. So over here we're talking about where two of the pieces are cut, and they're cut loichson, like a loshon alakson, on an angle. Godat means to cut. Like good or good, you have to split a property. Or you have even the Lashon God, Shevet God, one of the Pshatim is it was Nerled Mol. So it means cut. So you have two of these Lashonis are cut on an angle, on an alakson. Godat shtei krayim. The krayim are the legs of the bed, tefach al tefach loichson. Oy shemiyah tapachas me tefach, he made all the legs of the mito until the point where they're mamish close to the ground. They're all pachs mitefach from the ground. Tahiru, all of them are considered that the bed is no longer roi le shimush. Now, later on in Mishnah Tes, there's a shayla of chalokim of the mita being nitval, if you want to be mitair of them, to be put into a mikvah. Could you put in part of it? Is it part of the kli or is it the whole kli? So it says over there in Mishnah Tes, v'chom mitamo evorim, It's mekabel tumah chalokim of the bed. Evarim means a part, not the whole thing. And the Mishnah says umetaheres evarim also. You could be toivel them. Part of it could be nitval. It's not considered a half a kli. So there's a gemara in sukkah. The reason why it comes in sukkah is the shalas these pieces to use for schach. Is it mekabel tumah? Is it not mekabel tumah? When is it a piece of wood? When is it a davar mekabel tumah? So the gemara says over there. On Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Reb Chonon Omar Rebbe Aruka Ushtei Krayim Uktzor Ushtei Krayim. That means in Aruka the two sides lengthwise and two legs, or Uktzor Ushtei Krayim, is considered a viable kli b'fnei atzma. It's nitma. It's nitar. So Tosfos and the Rash over there, Tosfos on Daf Tezayin Vav Amud Beis, says that this, that the Gemara says Aruko Shtei Krayim, Ktzor Shtei Krayim, is only according to Reb Nechemya in the Mishnah, not according to Rabbanon. Rabbanon, we have a chiluk between Aruko and Ktzor. L'maisa, when you look at the Rambam in Perek Chovov, Mehilchus Chilim, Halacha Yud, and Halacha Yud Gimel, does not sound like that way from the Rambam. It sounds like the machlokes that we have in the Mishnah by Os L'chud, and that Halacha is Halacha Muskemes. Not lav dafka according to Reb Nechemya, because he paskins the Rabbanon, over there he brings that halacha. So ma'aseh, what the Kesef Mishnah says, you have to say this to dinim. The din that we just quoted in the Mishnah Tes, which the Gemara is referring to, in the Gemara and Sukkah that we just quoted, is legabe if it's mekabel tuma mikanu lahabo. Lamaisa, the Gemara says over there, since you can use part of the bed frame to lean on, to rest on it, so it is considered a dove of ne'atzmai. The halacha by us is legabe a shvira when it's considered a ma'isa shvira. So even though be'etzim it has some type of usage if it was a dove of ne'atzmai, but legabe by us, whether it's considered a ma'isa shvira, that it would be. Consider my shvira according to Rabbanan, and the Chami holds neither way. Aruka, Ktsara, they're both not a ma'isa shvira. Mishnah Tzaddis has other raid, comes from Rabbi Zalman or an Eben Ozl in Hilchas Beis HaBechir and other Makairis, that it could be that there's two distinct dinim in the tumah of a bed, the yuchelis of a bed lekabel tumah. One is tumas medris, it's a miyuchad lemishka moishov and rechiva, so it's mekabel tumah, tumas medris, and zeh sakosah, mishka v'moishov. There's another din that a bed holds on to pillows, blankets, which is mishamish, mishamshi adam. This is a whole shayla of mishamish, mishamshe odom, is a tumah deraisa, or is it a tumah derabanan? Others hold that it doesn't have a kli bifnei atzmo, but it's a mishamish, mishamshe odom is not a tumah deraisa. There is a Ramban, we've quoted this before, Ramban and Bava Basadav Samach Vav, that says that it's a tumah deraisa. If you say that's a tumah deraisa, it could be that the distinction over here is you want to know, is this a mito? It could very well be that not. Now that we have a machlokes, the chachomim, the chemi, the chachom hold that the bed which is broken, the arukois, so then it doesn't have a shame mito anymore. You want to know that piece of wood, part of a framework, can it be leaned on its side? Could it be leaned on? It could it be a mishamish, mishamshe, odom to be mekabel tumah? Maybe. And that could be a tanamach like the chomen and the chemiot. You're not trying to figure out whether it still has a shem mito, whether it was nishbar, whether it's mafkir, the shem mito, the shem tumas medris. So that could be the dover hamachudish over here, and that's how you'd be miyashu to see in the Rambam. There's also a long, there's the pirush of the Rishon Letzion, which is from the Arachayim HaKodesh, on the Sechah Sukkah over there. It also has an arichus. Maybe this is part of what he says over there, ayin shom. Mishnah Vav continues. Mito shehoisa tmeya medris, a bed that was tamei tumas medris. Nishbara aruko v'tikno, the beam that went lengthwise broke, and he put in another beam. He was misaking it. So tmeya medris, because even without that beam, it was still royal l'shimush. Because even without that beam, it was still royal l'shimush, like we said before. It wasn't both broken. So when he replaced it, it's fine. Now, what happens, let's say the second one broke. He replaced the first side, the first Koyru Aruko, Nishbro Shnio Vitikno, Terim and Amedris. That's the Panam Kadosh's Bolokan. The whole Tzura of the Mita is Nishtana. Even though it was done piece by piece, and each piece Kishalatsmi wouldn't have been Ois Mito, but now it's a new Mito. Avol Tmeya Maga Medris. Lemaisa, the other parts of the bed, touched something that was Tumas Medris. So it wouldn't be an Avatumah like Tumas Medris, which is like a Makoratumah. It would be a Rishon LeTumah because it came into contact with parts of a bed. So it might be a new bed mitzad the bed. So it's not an Avatumah, but there's certainly things that are Roy L'Shimush that came into contact with a bed. So maybe that's then a Rishon LeTumah. However, if he didn't get to fixing the second one broke, so now it's broken, it's nishbar, it's mafkir the shame tumo. Now nothing could become tummy when you're going to fix up the bed. It's a panim chadoshes, but at no point did it come into contact a tohor with something tummy. So well, it's not tummy even as a rishon. Now look at this basic din of panim chadosh bolokam, which is a very fundamental din. You also have in a sugyan perik eluk shorim the gabi a sandal. One strap ripped, he didn't fix it. He fixed the first strap, the second strap. Each one without one strap is not makiv. You could wear the shoe, but without both straps, yes. So what happens if you replace one strap, the second one? Lekar, once you put in the second one, and the first one was already replaced, Panu Kadosh Bol Lekan. So the Rash over here sends it to the Gemara over there. He says it's the same din. The Gemara over there could have brought the same halacha as a Makar to this concept, Legabi Nikiv Zayis. That's the discussion over there. Kli shenikiv kemoitzi zayis. Visosmoi, he sealed it. V'chozve nokov kemoitzi zayis. Whether it becomes Torah or not. So you look at the Gilin Hashas over there, he brings his kashua. So really, Taisus is Ma'ira at this point. The Lamdim Shtel Tzua Sheni Yedir. We mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta Lagabi Kli Cheres that there's a Yisoid. The Makor that they bring is Rabbeinu Meshulam. It's in the Taisus Shantz in Soita. And the Gois Mordechai and Shabbos Daf Pei. Says a tremendous chiddush that the other Shanim don't bring, they don't have a remez to it, is that a kli that's nishbar, the Moshul Kli Ches that's nishbar, is tomei until it has harav shemesh. Similar to being tevil in a mikveh. Now look at tevil in a mikveh is a chalois tahara, then it's harav shemesh. Mashen can breaking something, it's not a chalois, it just means it's always kli. Rabbeinu Meshulam, the other rayas to this holds that a shvira is a mitaher. It's not just another kli, fakert. When things break into pieces that are not usable, it's not a new kli. It's the old kli shattered. So what is it? It's a koyach hametayer. Masha enkein, Rabbeinu Meshulam himself speaks out. If you replace the strap, fell off, you put the other strap, that's upon him chadoshes, then you don't need harav shemesh. He brings a raya, he has a kasha on his idea, chiddush, you need harav shemesh from such a din. And he says, no. He says, because over there, upon him chadoshes bo lekan, it's a naya kli. So with this, you can understand, there's really two halachas going on over here. There's halacha of shvira, there's halacha of panim chadoshes bol lekan. That's the David Noisiv that's neschadish in this terminology of panim chadoshes bol lekan.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.